This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's Tactical Holsters. TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, total indestructibility, all of that other stuff. That's what makes them different. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Tonight we're going to get plain as we can go, within FCC regulations. So I'm joined tonight. And I don't know exactly who we got and who we don't have right now. I've joined tonight. Let's see who. Do I have Steve here? Is this Steve?
Yep, I'm here. Steven is here.
Steve D'Andrilli of Arbalest Quarrel. Do I have Andrew here? Oh, look at that. I was getting a call from, I guess that was Andrew. Do we have Roger here?
I'm here, Bill.
Okay, so we're missing Andrew. Okay. He was trying to call me, is what he was trying to do. He's trying to call me on my mobile phone. That's what was ringing in the sound. So, tonight, Andrew is a retired lieutenant with the NYPD. Quite the authority on many things. Firearms expert, instructor, firearms instructor. But we do have the gentleman from Arbalest Quarrel. We'll get Andrew in just a second. So, guys, I'm looking at all of the little websites, all the little things going on around us and everything, and now everybody's pulling back and decided that, you know, Trump's going to lose. Have you seen that?
Well, that's what the mainstream media is showing.
Yeah.
People that I spoke with, I was at the Seneca Sporting Range today, and I'm hearing from the ground forces, people are not buying it. A lot of times we think that a lot more people are looking at the mainstream media TV broadcasts and radio programs and newspapers. And actually, they're dropping in their circulations, and a lot less people are doing that. A lot more people are looking at, especially the younger people, social media, Facebook, Twitter, things like that. So there are also a lot of people that aren't really paying attention. So they're getting some information from some sources, but they're not really delving into it. I'm sure that we'll have an opportunity, and your listeners will appreciate what we're going to let them know our experience is, Bill. But I'm still positive to the final hour, and I'm hoping that a lot of average people that love this country like we do come out tomorrow and vote. Our slogan was to not only get out yourself and vote, but bring a friend or two and get that buddy that's sitting on the couch and go over and bring them out with you. Get them out with you. And that's it. And that's how we're going to win.
Hello, Bill. Am I on?
Yes, you are. Let me introduce you real quick. We're joined now by Andrew Colenti. He's the currently the CEO and president of CounterTech Incorporated, which is a New York-based private investigations and security firm. He was with the NYPD for 35 years. He is a NRA certified pistol instructor, and he's been around and done a few things here and there, and also sort of in cahoots with the Arbalest Quarrel. Yeah. So let's see. I don't even know where to begin this. We got about 4 minutes left in this segment. This is the beauty of live radio. I'm going to go vote, and I hope everybody does go vote. And I just don't understand how these things switch back and forth like this so quick. I mean, normally, I know people that worked, used to be pollsters for Reagan.
Right.
When there were still honest pollsters out there. And I sort of expected the polls to start to shift towards Trump because their credibility is on the line.
Well, that's true. But I think what you're going to find, if I may interject for a moment, is that a lot of people, you know, I look back at how did this all happen? How did this occur? And the way this occurred is because after World War II, when our fathers fought at Iwo Jima, Normandy, Korea, et cetera, in Vietnam, what happened is when they came home, the one thing they wanted was a better future for themselves and their kids. And so the national attention turned to doing that. And we allowed, not intentionally, but the politicians who took control, you mentioned before, the Kennedys, the Bushes. I mean, it's just outrageous how these people were able to take over the political process and ensconce themselves into this situation where they basically ran the show. And it happened very quietly, and it's our own fault. It's nobody else's fault but our own. Now it's time for us to take it back. One way or the other, we're going to have to do it.
Well, it's sort of like the Fram oil filter commercial is. You can pay me now or you can pay me later.
Exactly. Exactly.
Some of these people aren't ready for that bill, though.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think what's going to happen is when they start getting taxed to death and they start losing, well, they're already losing their health care, I think that may happen. Something's going to give. You can't continue. This is like you mentioned about the stew. I'm telling you, it's like a pot of water boiling, or slowly getting ready to boil on the back burner. Something's going to give. Trump, if Trump wins, it'll deflate it. If not, I'll be honest with you, I have a lot of problems what may happen to this country in the future.
Well, just out of curiosity, because I've seen some of these guys, like some of these tactical instructors I respect, are very worried about the metropolitan areas.
Right.
If Trump wins. Andrew, are you and Stephen, do you guys have contingencies in place in case things go sideways?
Well, yeah, you have to be ready. You know, Steve, can you talk more? You're in Manhattan.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in Manhattan. I can leave where I am if it gets that way where it has to be. I can go anywhere in the world. I don't know. But then again, I'm not naive. Anything could go wrong, but I am, as we speak, thinking positive. And there's 24 hours before I actually need to make a decision. And it's probably a lot longer than that before things settle down, because no matter what happens, I think there's going to be a lot of unrest for years to come.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%, Steve.
This is not going to go down smooth, and it's not going to go down in a day or two. This is going to be a situation that we've never seen before, I think, since the Civil War and the American Revolution.
I think this is the second American Revolution. I really do.
And it's unfortunately nobody's ready for that. We're coming up on the first break, guys. Let me do a little bit of promoting here, if I may.
Absolutely.
The latest article from Arbalest Quarrel, you can find that at ammoland.com, at ammoland.com/Comey Buckle second time. What, you know, when a dude doesn't have a chin, guys, you know he's not good news. He doesn't have no chin. That's my problem with Comey. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is going to be a raucous setup. We'll be right back.
Okay.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now then, I am joined once again by the, well, you know, in the sense of articles that they write, very efficiently, but they're quite raucous. I like it. I like rowdy people. Joined by the gentleman from the Arbalest Quarrel and Andrew Salenti, quite the storied patriot himself. Real quick, tell us what Countertech does, if you would, Andrew.
Well, we do private investigations, we do security work, we do bodyguard work, all the things that, you know, a good private investigations firm should do.
Yeah, but there's got to be more to it with somebody like you after all the time you spend. Or is that what there is in the private environment? I've never been a private eye, you know.
No. I've bodyguarded some of the most famous people in the world, some dignitaries, et cetera, et cetera. There is a lot to be done that can be very lucrative. But at the same token, I keep my hand in with the Second Amendment Foundations and the Arbalest Quarrel because they're the ones who are leading the fight to keep our Constitution free.
And people like you and Steve operate behind enemy lines. It just makes me sad. Let's talk about Comey caving twice.
Right. I've dealt with the FBI myself several times. I'm not a big fan. The agents themselves are pretty good, but the politics has always been there. It's been underground most of the time, but it has been there. So I'm not surprised.
Well, I mean, wasn't he facing a out-and-out mutiny amongst his people?
Well, that's the rumor. I don't know if that's true or not, but that is the rumor. That several 100 agents had planned to retire and open their mouth. I don't know. That's certainly hearsay.
Well, I mean, that's not going to change.
No, I don't know. I honestly think that should Hillary Clinton win this election, there is going to be a tremendous hue and cry, both from Congress and from the FBI, the agents themselves. Steve, what do you think?
I think it'd be a major crisis. As it is now, the FBI, like a lot of the larger inner city police departments, their morale is devastated. You know what? I was thinking about it today, guys, and Bill, your readers probably, depending upon where they come from in the country, whether they're in the larger cities or towns or rural areas, their perspective will be different. But I always knew that, by and large, the greater majority of police officers and law enforcement officers in general were in favor of the average honest citizen carrying a gun.
Absolutely.
For self-defense and for the actual ability to come to the aid of an officer in need. So I know for a fact that the majority of cops today have no problem with the Second Amendment and our right as citizens.
Absolutely.
Aside from law enforcement and military. The problem is the politically controlled police chiefs or police commissioners, so the higher echelon, that are appointed by elected officials that are anti-gun.
Right.
And in New York City, for example, the mayor is a Democrat, he's a liberal, and the police commissioner is appointed by the mayor, so he's a liberal Democrat, and they're both anti-gun. Bratton just got out. And the guy who took over is from within the department, which is unusual today, too. That's the way it used to be. You look at Chicago, for example, Victor Emanuel used to be with Obama. We don't need to go into Chicago. You can't even have a gun. There are no gun stores. They don't believe anyone should have a gun except for law enforcement. And even there, they constrain law enforcement. So you have a police, a mayor who appoints a police commissioner, but that's not. When I was in Chicago recently at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, and Alan Gottlieb invited me to talk on micro-stamping, and we had some time to talk with people in the city and around the city and talk with some of the cops on post and all. We found that they like what I'm saying, like most law enforcement officers were not against civilians having guns. So you have the same situation today in our government. And you have it with FBI. You probably, Andy, you would know your son's in the military.
That's correct.
The military are going through the same thing. We send our brave soldiers to war. They come back and we treat them like shit. You know, we go to war and the intention is not to win. You know, to stay back and get shot at and get killed and it's all about money.
I don't want to go off into
a tangent, but the bottom line is there is a difference that people need to know and recognize between the average cop and law enforcement officer and their thinking as an American and the politically appointed police chief.
Absolutely correct. Can I jump in for a moment?
Please, I want to talk about Cody.
Oh, Roger. Hey, Roger, get on board.
Yeah, hello. it was great listening to what you fellas have to say, but let's step back a pace, and I'm going to do something that others haven't done, and I'm going to defend Comey, James Comey.
Oh.
Understand something here. One man and one man alone and this entire country could have prevented Hillary Rodham Clinton from ever campaigning for a president. She would have had to step down immediately. All he had to do was recommend an indictment. All right?
Correct.
All right. Now, let's step back even further for a moment. Do you remember, and this goes back a few years.
We've got about 30 seconds left in the segment,
okay.
So...
I wanted to talk about Ashcroft and when he was in the hospital and when George W. All right.
We'll get to that more when we get back. We'll find out what you have to say good about Mr. Comey. Arbalest Quarrel. You can find their stuff at AmmoLand at ArbalestQuarrel.com. Quite a few places like that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Am I coming over okay? Or?
You.
What would you call a gun shop that sold out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility, the class act of a warranty in the industry. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. When we last left off on the continuing saga of these trying times, we were hearing from Roger Katz as he was going to, and I, you know, I'm willing to listen to him try to defend Jim Comey. Please. Attorney, counselor, please counsel me and tell me the sad story of Jim Comey.
And it is a sad story. Just imagine the weight that he had on his shoulders. Back when Ashcroft was in the hospital, Bush, I think he was at the time, he must have been the deputy attorney general, and Bush called him into the hospital to have Comey sign a document that would allow the executive branch to collect the metadata of every individual in the country. And that was patently illegal. And Comey said to Bush, I will not do that. And he said, I will resign before I sign that order. And Bush backed out. Now, just imagine we take this up to the present time. And Comey is getting set, I have no doubt about it, of recommending an indictment of Hillary Clinton on three major felonies. One of them, lying to the FBI, one, mishandling classified data, and one involving the foundation. We know now that the FBI had been investigating the foundation for over a year. And he would have recommended an indictment on bribery and corruption charges. Now, just imagine Obama calling Comey into his office and asking him, what are you going to do? And Comey saying, well, I'm going to indict her. I mean, we've got crimes of felonies going back for years, serious crimes. I've never seen anything like it. There's nothing else we can do. We've got to indict this person. And Obama telling him, no, you're not. You're not going to indict her at all. And then Comey probably told Obama, I'll resign. And Obama said,
no, that's all supposition.
That's supposition, but just consider this. The day after our Independence Day, Comey did something unprecedented. He went to the American public and he laid it all out. He basically said, this individual is a criminal. And as an attorney, after he gave his litany of events and instances of crimes, I said, this guy is going to recommend an indictment to the attorney general. He didn't do that. And the funny thing about it is, Comey's statement, I'm sure, was written very, very, very careful. His arguments for not indicting, not recommending an indictment, were extremely, extremely lame.
Absolutely.
And I think that they weren't deliberately lame. He expected attorneys to believe it, that these arguments were lame. He was telling the American people as explicitly as he possibly can that I've been compromised, that this nation has been compromised.
Well, if that's the case, Roger, why didn't he do what he supposedly threatened to do back in the Bush administration and threatened to resign?
I don't think he could have. I want to hope, because how would it have looked? If he had resigned, Obama and Clinton would have egg on their face. Here would be the most, the chief police official in the nation, basically telling the American people that I am forced to resign because chief executive, the President of the United States, wants me to do something that I cannot. And
well, he threatened to do, according to you, he threatened to do that in the hospital when Ashcroft was in the hospital.
Yeah, but this is of a different order, and this is what I'm getting at. The bottom line is that this country is in more of a serious situation
Absolutely.
Than we've never been before.
I agree 100%.
And pundits are saying, well, look, we've had bad presidents, we've had bad situations. Whoever gets the presidency, they'll shake hands, and that'll be the end of it. No, it won't.
No, it won't.
Things are very different now. For the first time, we're seeing really the influences beyond the public faces of government.
That's correct.
See, in Britain, for example, now think about it. There was a public referendum. The British voted to leave the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
And no one believed that the popular vote would really go that way. The prediction was that the majority of the Brits would vote to stay with the EU, but they didn't.
Right.
What are you going to do then? Well, right now, in the last few days, a high court in Britain said that the EU ordered the Brexit decision will have to be put on hold. That Parliament has to make that decision.
Wait a second. I know that that's the case there, but this is not the case here. We have an election, and the situation was supposed to be, first of all, the FBI. I've dealt with the FBI. I've testified in federal crimes, trials. The FBI recommends to the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice is the one who's supposed to bring forth a grand jury and go for an indictment.
And what did Loretta Lynch say after she had that meeting with Bill Clinton?
She wasn't going to do it. So Comey was fronting for her. That's the way I feel about it. He was fronting for her. He got her off the hook. He got Clinton off the hook. And he got the big boy Obama off the hook.
So you make it sound as if you wanted to do that.
I'm sorry? I can't hear you too.
I believe that he was in the car.
Why can't we hear Roger?
I don't know. He's fading away. Yeah. You on a cell phone?
I'm sorry.
You want a
Can
cell
you hear
phone?
Me now?
Yeah. Yeah. You want a
yeah.
cell phone?
No, I'm on my cell phone.
Okay.
No, I think that Comey was in a box. There wasn't much that he can do. Even now, remember with the 650,000 emails that
he did that in 2 days, didn't you know that? That's absurd all by itself.
Yeah, but again, this is not coming from Comey. He's
of course
in a box.
Not.
This is yeah, but he's in a box. He can't resign. They won't let him resign, and he's forced to make.
Well, he could make a public statement. He could just come out, and if he'll be resigned, all he has to do is say, "I resign," and here's the reason.
He
Period.
Could do it. Well, I don't think
he could do it. Of course, he could do it.
Well,
I could do it. You could do it. Anybody could do it.
In a normal, in a republic, and if people are truly free,
there's more blame to go around. I agree with you. There's more blame to go around than Comey. The Republican Party, its ability to fight Obama, and
hold on.
We're going into break.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Everybody, take a moment and shift into neutral just for a second. We're going to go straight back into the high gear when we get back. Spirited discussion going on about the future of the Republic with the arbalest quarrel. I love a good rhubarb. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong. We all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in is 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility. Quite a few things. Makes a whole lot of difference. That is G-Code. Speaking with the guys from the Arbalest Quarrel, Roger Katz, Steve Dandrilli, and coming along tonight just to add a little spice to the goose is Andrew Salenti. Okay. We were discussing how Comey maybe has painted himself into a corner. So, Roger, I want to ask you a question, if I may.
Sure. Okay.
Now, I look at Comey as a compromised operator now. If Trump wins the presidency tomorrow, then anything that Comey does, and he's already thrown it out there now. He's already thrown it out there twice. If, let's say, Obama is correct, or you're correct that Obama has instructed him he's not going to do that, and he's been doing his version of the blinking on camera, trying to let us know he's been compromised.
Uh-huh.
Let's say that's right. If it becomes President Trump, President Trump is going to have to get him to get out there and basically, recant all of those previous things. July 5th, this last one. I mean, suppose it was 650,000 emails, and I guess Comey had a lot of late work nights because he went through them in 2 days. Like, I think that was Andrew who was talking about that.
Sure.
So he's compromised one way or the other. Now, if he's such the man of integrity that I have heard him to be, I mean, if, you know, I fully embrace this whole samurai notion that if I'm going to die, well, I'm taking as many people as I can with me. So, I mean, why isn't he just going scorched earth?
I think that Comey truly does love our country, and I believe he feels a great passion for the FBI, and there's no love lost between him and Loretta Lynch or Barack Obama, for that matter. I think that he is a law and order man, and having been put in an impossible position, as I said, he's attempting to deal with it the best way he can by letting the public know as much as he's able to. I don't think Trump, if he, and hopefully he will be elected, that Trump will force or expect Comey to come clean, as it were, about what exactly has transpired.
I would say also that it's more likely that Trump would keep Comey on board than Hillary Clinton would. Clinton will drop him like a hot potato. And from that standpoint alone, it's pretty clear that if Comey were truly the political animal, he would have kept his mouth shut, done what he had was told, and Clinton would, and her administration would keep him. That's not clear.
Roger, with all due respect, Bill, I've been listening, as you know, quietly. Differing vehemently from my good friend and partner Roger Katz, but I may be, unless I'm misunderstanding you, Roger, we wrote an article together which was published on Arbalist Ball today on this very subject, and Ammoland Shooting Sports News also published it on their site. And my feelings, and again, unless I'm misinterpreting you, because this is a shock to me, I've never heard you say this before, so maybe we should get it out there because a lot of people are listening, and maybe
I think the obvious is correct.
Reading our articles and saying, what are we talking about here? My feeling is when a person takes a job, whether it's a police officer, a soldier going to battle, or in his case, a guy who says, I accept the role, the job of FBI director, Well, then if he cannot do his job, he should quit.
That's right.
He should resign.
I agree.
He should not take a paycheck and do anything other than what he has a sworn duty to do. I personally think whether he was compromised, whether they interrogated him and maybe got rid of him like they got rid of Scalia, or told him, listen, you say anything contrary to what we want to do, or you and your family are going to be killed. I don't know, but it doesn't matter to me. And I don't think it matters to the American people. What matters is the bottom line.
Right.
After you do your investigation, you either recommend indictment or not, and you give the reason why. Now, he came around a second time. All of a sudden, within days, he reversed his position. It's unacceptable to me.
Well, remember today's article, Stephen. Before he reversed his position, there was a complaint filed by an individual by the name of Richard.
I heard it on the news, and then you got a copy of the complaint,
right,
from Lexis, and we talked about it, and that's what our article. I understand that.
Steve, let me interject 1 second. I agree with you totally, Steve. I think that, in fact, if Trump wins, Comey will be not summarily dismissed, but dismissed in due time, and probably Rudy Giuliani will become the attorney general. And I think that no matter what Comey says after that, it's as good as whatever. And what's going to happen is that they're going to recommend a grand jury. That should have been the course at the beginning. A grand jury doesn't say you're guilty. A grand jury just listens to the evidence and then decides whether there's enough evidence to present an indictment. And that's what should have been done. That's the normal course of business. I testified in federal trials. That's the normal course of business. What was done here was take the books, throw them in the garbage can, and do what we want to do. Welcome to the new Venezuela. You know, that's what we got here. You know, we got a situation where the head honchos are taking the book, the rule book, the law book, ripping it up and doing, and the Constitution, and ripping it up and doing whatever the heck they want.
Listen,
I believe that the readers of this radio show agree as well, and I think at this point, rather than have an academic discussion, which I'm no longer interested in doing at this very last hour of reckoning here, is assume that the American public, those that have a brain, that are listening, are digesting the information, have come to the conclusion that they know Hillary Clinton is a criminal, and they know that Comey didn't do the right thing for whatever reason, but now we need to make a decision. Okay, Hillary Clinton is a criminal, and we have an election.
Right.
Now, there are many, many, many other issues. As far as people who are concerned about the Second Amendment right, to keep and bear arms, and with the right to bear arms also is the right to what kind of holster you want to buy, what kind of scope you want to put on your hunting rifle, what kind of ammunition you want, whether you want to transfer a gun. Is it your property? Do you have property rights in your gun? Do you want to bequeath it to your wife or your children?
Well, the courts have already said you do have.
All of these ancillary parts of the entire shooting sports industry are at stake here.
That's correct.
And people need to know that, and they need to vote for Trump tomorrow. That's the bottom line.
We agree.
We're coming up on the flip in the hour. Can everybody stay through the next part of the next hour?
Sure.
Yeah.
I heard two yeses.
Yeah, yes, I can.
Okay.
Steve, you can stay, right?
Yes.
And Roger?
Sure.
Now, as we get ready to head out of this hour, let me just say this, okay? I believe that Mr. Katz there is on to something as far as Comey wanting to do the right thing, except he didn't do the right thing. And at the same time, I think that over the course of time, when you hang out in the Beltway, I think there's something like in the water or something to where... Like, if I were to send Andrew Pulenti up there and, you know, put him in the spot, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm just quitting. How about that? You like that? How's that hanging? Anyway.
That's it.
Well, we're going to flip into the next hour. We're going to continue on with the Arbalest Quarrel and have some more Arbalest quarreling. This is some stuff. We'll be right back.
Exactly. Very cool.
Delay before...
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.